Terry. We got disconnected there. This is Tyler from Local Splash.
Yeah, correct. I was just actually trying to call you. All right, so question. Now, are we able to cancel at any moment if we feel like this is not working out for us?
Yes, so basically we do go over a voice verification before we take any type of payment, we go over a voice verification script. So basically it is a 2-month agreement to start off with. So on the second month, if you are not wanting to move forward with the services for the third month moving forward, what we would just ask for is a phone call 3 days before the next billing would be due. That way we can opt you out of the services and you wouldn't be billed for the third oncoming month.
Does it have to be 3 days before? It can be like
it can be before. Just to make sure that it's not the billing. Like I said, it has to be 3 days. 3 days before or before the 3 days.
Okay, no, that makes sense. All right, man. So I think we're gonna try it.
Okay.
So once I go on Google, right? This is up and running, I can literally go on Google and search like a keyword and my company will be the first up there.
One of the keywords that we program your company to be found for, and you're going to have a list of those. So yes, absolutely.
Of all the keywords. So if I put in the keywords, I'm guaranteed to see the name of my company, the first one on top. The first company on top.
You won't be on top. That's why I say a top recommended option. Any company that's going to tell you you're going to be number one on the front page, their pants are on fire. They're telling you lies. Only because Google, it's not the person that pays the most money to get up there to be number one. It's the person that has the most relevant information about their company online. Now, that's why we place your company on all the directories that Google looks for in order to help companies rank on the front page. We place your company into the mobile devices. All this stuff that we're doing for building you a Google-compliant website, Google looks for in order to help your ranking on the front page. So if you have more stuff on the front page than your competitors that are up there already, that can move you up above them. But there's bigger guys that are up there that might have stuff up there. That's why they're number one. You know, the bigger guys that have been around for years on end, they're going to have obviously more stuff about their company online. That's why they would probably be showing up before you. But you're going to be found and competing with those guys. You're paying for the first page, so we get you found as a top recommended option on the front page. That way you're competing with those bigger guys that are up there, and you're being a brand new business.
Okay. All right, man, I'll give it a shot, man, for 2 months, you know what I mean? And I'll give it a shot for 2 months.
Okay, well, there, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with. I can definitely tell you that. Okay, but...
Go ahead. If I do feel like I'm not really getting any, you know, I'm not really getting any clients from it, if I discontinue it after 2 months, does the website get discontinued as well?
There's two options. You get a buyout option of the website, depending on how much content is on the website. It's either $99 to $199. And then if you wanted us to just promote the website on the front page and that be the only service that we do for you at all, then that would be a small hosting fee of just $49. So those are two of the options that you have with the website. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, got you. No, that makes sense. I like that. So if I don't like the whole thing, I can just, you know, I mean, I think I'm just going to stick with the website for like $49 a month.
Exactly, and that way you still have something out there because when people are going out there, they're still going to want something to land on. So that way, people still have something to land on when they're searching.
Okay, yeah, man, I think let's give it a shot.
All right, Terry. Well, like I said, we're going to make you happy with the services. You're going to love it. But before I just before moving forward, what I would have to do here is verify some information in regards to your company and make sure we have everything accurate here. Okay. Now, for the front.
One second.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Before we move forward, just how long this is going to take? Only because I have to meet a client at 11:45.
I'll have you off the phone within 5 to 7 minutes.
Oh, sounds good.
All right. Now, Terry, we do have to get you. We have to get you PIN verified inside of the local area that you're in. Okay, that's where Google gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located. I found the address listed for you as 6 Metcalf Avenue. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
That's my home address, yep.
Okay,
home
so address. If it's a home address, we're not going to showcase that for the public to see. Like I said earlier, we're going to just draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers know the area that you're coming to serve them from, but they don't know directions to your home. Okay?
Correct.
And then out there in North Providence, is that's 02911, right?
02911, yeah.
Okay, and then the number that we're speaking on, the 401-679-0697, is that the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Mm-hmm, correct.
Okay, and then Terry, the correct spelling of your first name, please?
Thierry.
Okay, thank you. And then for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Montero, Monteiro.
Thank you. And then what's the best email address for you?
Best email address is going to be, you can send it to, let's say send it to project@m-t-home.com.
All right, so I have project@m-t-home.com?
Correct.
Okay. And then, I'm sorry, you said your last name was spelled M-O-N-T-E-R-O?
M-O-N-T-E-I-R-O.
Oh, M-E-T-E-I-R-O. Gotcha.
M-O-N-T-E-I-R-O.
I-R-O. Gotcha. Perfect. Thank you. And then also, what are your hours of operation for the business?
I think I put like, I have it listed on Google.
You said you had it listed on Google?
Yeah, let me see what I have there. So it matches. From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Closed Sundays.
Five.
Now, I had a question here. So when on Google, right, when you search when you search the company name on Google, it pops up, right? However, it's showing it shows my house. Like, I don't know how to, like, I don't like that. Because I have the address of my house, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to change that? Like, can I replace that photo there with something else?
That'd be a better question suited for my technician that's going to be doing the programming, because they're the one that's going to be posting all the pictures and changing all the pictures out for you. So that would be I'm pretty sure that we can help you with that, because obviously we hide the home address from the public, as I explained earlier. So that might be something that we can help you with. But like I said, if you ask my technician when they're scheduled to give you a call, they'll be able to better address that question for you. But I'm pretty sure we can.
Okay, sounds good.
All righty. And then also, when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients?
I can do checks. I can do, so now the credit card thing. So the credit card processing, that's not offered through the website?
Yeah. So we can offer that through the website. They can pay with credit cards, or they can pay if they have a PayPal account or anything like that. So they can pay, with any type of credit card that they have.
Okay. Yeah, so I have Zelle, I can do Venmo, and I can do, if you guys can set me up with like, credit card payment or debit card payment, that'd be great, to the website, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, they're going to go over all of that with you on the, during the client interview process, okay, and after we take the payment information, I'm going to be setting that up for you here momentarily, okay, and then also, credit cards. And then when you're finished with a job, or I'm sorry, what did you have any other forms of media out there? Did you have like a Facebook, an Instagram, or anything like that?
I have an Instagram, no Facebook yet.
Okay, so in order for us to run the Facebook ads for you, all we ask from you is that you create a Facebook. It takes a matter of minutes, but you can create a personal Facebook or one that's geared towards your company, and then we can run the Facebook ads. But we'll go over that more in detail during the client interview. The client interview, it only takes about 25 to 30 minutes. Unless you have some questions for them, then it can go longer. But that's when we're going to cross the T's and dot all the I's. Okay? And then also, Sari, and then if we would have to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
A text message is fine.
A text message. Okay. And then what I'm doing for you right now, though, so you have it for your records and you can also forward this over to your partner, this is going to, it's going to say client support. The email that's going to fall into your inbox, that's how it's going to be labeled. But inside of the email, it's going to give you two forms of contact. You're going to have client support's number that you're going to see right away at the very top. And then at the very bottom of the email, you're going to have my phone number with my extension as well.
Okay.
Excuse me. Okay, that way each and every time you try to reach one of the, you try to reach out to one of these numbers, you're going to be able to reach a live agent each and every time. Now, if you try to reach out to me and I don't answer, please leave me a voicemail. The only time I don't answer my phone is when I'm away from my desk or I'm talking to another client like I'm talking to you right now. Okay, but I'll get back to you as soon as I'm back to my desk or I'm off the phone. Alrighty. And then also, give me one moment here. Okay, and then it does show me the email sent over to you successfully, Theri. And then the last thing that we would need to do here, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming, that would be securing the payment at the discounted rate. In order to secure the payment today, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for you?
Debit card.
Okay, now does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
I have the business name.
Has the business name, okay.
And my name, yep, and my name, yep, and my name at the bottom.
Okay, and is there any middle initial on the card?
No.
Okay, and the card, it should read with a code on the front of it. If you want to read that code starting from the left to the right, I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance whenever you're ready.
346.
Okay. Sari?
Yep.
346.
Hello. The security code, right?
No, no. The code that's on the back. The code that's on the front of it.
Oh,
normally it's around 16 digits.
Oh, okay. The card digits. Okay, I thought you were talking about the security code. Yeah, the card digits is then you can disregard the 346.
Okay.
It's the card digits is 4135.
Okay. 4135.
72110.
72110.
Yep. 0090.
Okay.
4889.
4889. And the expiration month and year?
The expiration is March 27th.
And the then the code you said was 346 on the back? Okay, alrighty. Now, we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here, Theri. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. But before I do code out the card completely, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate. So I do have a Visa starting with a 4135-7210-0090-4889. And then I have March of 27 and 346?
Correct.
Okay. Now, the card is coded out. Now, what I'm going to be doing right now is going over a voice verification that goes over the service agreement. Now, if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, just feel free to stop me right then and there. I'll rephrase that question a different way that we have a firmer understanding of what it asks you. But it is pretty self-explanatory. Okay. But it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. It also outlined the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
M&T Home Improvement.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Thierry Montero, founder.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And and you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive phone calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But Theri, would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Correct, yep.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date, that is March 16th, 2022, and the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. This would be a reoccurring payment. When the second month is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each following month on the same day of the 16th, but in that same discounted amount of $249. Now, Thera, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for the next month of service, we just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that does conclude the voice verification. What I'm having my finance team do right now, Thera, is they're going to be running the 249, but as soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting a confirmation email showing you that the 249 came out of your account. And I'm also going to be sending you over, you're going to be getting a confirmation email. It's like an invoice, pretty much, in other words.
Okay.
So, and then after the payment goes through, while I wait for the payment confirmation, I'm going to set you up for our client the client interview that we spoke about. Now, I'm looking at their calendar right now.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm looking at the calendar right now. I can get you in today. I'm not sure if today would work for you, but the only time I have available today is going to be... Right now, I believe it's around 11:40, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I can get you in today at 5 p.m.
5 p.m. Yeah, man.
Okay.
That's great.
All right. And remember, it takes about 25 to 30 minutes. Sometimes it takes longer if there's more questions if you have a lot of questions for them. But that's pretty much about the time it takes. So I'm sending you over a calendar invite right now. Give me one more moment here. I'm going to get you off the phone here pretty quickly. And then I do need you for another minute or two. Are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line, Thera?
Oh, Tyler, I have an appointment. I have to.
Okay,
have to
okay. So basically, when you get some time on your hands before the client interview today, go ahead and you're going to have a text message that says a copy of your invoice has been emailed over to you. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. It's a three-step. It's 3 steps that you got to follow. You click there. You click another box and then you sign at the bottom. And then once you do that, it's going. Make sure you get that signed before the client interview process. And then it's going to. Once you sign it and you click confirm, it's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password. That password and the username and password will be created for you today at the time of the client interview. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Send me all of the stuff to my email, and then before the appointment at 5, I'll make sure I have all
quick way to do it is checking your text messages, because you can do it really quickly from your text messages. Okay, but other than that, Thera, we appreciate you giving us the time and the opportunity to earn your business. Call into us if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way. If not, just wait for that call this afternoon. We'll get the rest of this going.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye. I'm expecting to muck up some deals through you guys, man. My phone better be on fire, blown up.
Remember, give it 30 to 45 business days, Thera. That's why we offer it. Give it the full 2 months. We were going to make you, you'll be a very happy client if you give it the full 2 month time frame.
No, I will. No, trust me. I'm going to give you 2 months, man. But I'm expecting to, you know, see some traffic through my website, and my phone should be ringing.
Absolutely. You're going to be able to see visits that you're getting to the website and everything like that, too. Perfect. So we're going to go all of that with the client interview.
Perfect. Sounds good. Awesome. Well, Tyler, I appreciate the time and the offer. And I'll talk to you guys at 5 o'clock today.
Absolutely. We look forward to working with you, Thera. Thank you for your time, and you have a good day.
You too. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.